great app that she's developed for an online platform that's being used not only in classrooms here, but around the world. And we'll talk about that one coming up next. So lots more to come on Weekend Breakfast with me, Bill McDonald, on 4BC. But first, the news.
And now, Weekend Breakfast with Bill McDonald on 4BC 1116.
Lovely to have your company on this Saturday morning. It's a foggy old start to the day, and it's supposed to clear. It's still only early days, but it's very thick outside our Cannon Hill studio window. 13 degrees currently, heading for that top of 23, and a forecast of a nice sunny Saturday. If you're getting out and about, maybe some kids' sport, rug up. It's a bit cool out there as well with the fog around, but if you're going out looking at property today, it should fine up later on, so it'll be nice for you if you're doing that. Look, you could be excused for being a little depressed about the way COVID has affected our lives over the past year and a half. It's hard enough for the rest of us. How would you be taking charge of a classroom of other people's kids as well? I know there's been a lot of people who have done homeschooling, but imagine a whole classroom of all these kids. It's no secret teachers suffer burnout, and that can have an impact on students as well. Kim Serafini, who hails from Karoi, has developed an online platform that is being used in classrooms all around the world, and she's on the line to talk about it. Good morning, Kim.
Oh, good morning. Hello, everybody. What a wonderful pleasure it is to be here.
Well, it's lovely to talk with you. First of all, exactly how stressful has the past year and a half been for teachers and students with COVID?
Oh, that's a fantastic question. You know, there are new research studies, and I am the kind of person who's intensely curious about those. They say that 1 in 20 teachers across America are suffering an ongoing mental illness, and more than 5% of people are really critically ill. The reality is that there are professions that are more susceptible to work-related stress, burnout, and general psychological distress, and teaching is one of them. Of course, ambulance drivers and the police are right up there as well. But these are unprecedented times, and we've heard that word so often, but it's true.
Look, I understand sick leave among teachers in Queensland has increased 19% in the past year. What particular health issues do they face?
Well, I actually believe that part of the absenteeism is related to stress and anxiety and overwhelm and burnout. We really know that teachers, they have more than enough to do already, and some of them are having to prepare their lesson plans twice for online teaching as well as in-class teaching. We know of teachers in schools here in Queensland, I've got some personal friends, who are actually also providing breakfast to the children who come to their classrooms because they've been in a situation where their parents either haven't been able to or can't give these little kiddies breakfast. It's absolutely extraordinary, the additional pressures on the profession that cares for our future generations and the impact they're going to make on the planet.
Your platform that you developed, it's called Positive Prime. Can you tell us what exactly it is and how it works?
Sure. There is so much exciting, profound and truly extraordinary scientific research being shared from the fields of positive psychology, neuroscience and transformative technologies, and it's all to our advantage. And yet we often don't or can't do anything with it in a really practical and affordable sense. And that led me to create Positive Prime because I wanted to apply that knowledge in an activity that allows everyone everywhere, like real people like you and me with real lives, real opportunities and challenges. I wanted us all to benefit from that extraordinary knowledge. And so we started out here in Karoi, and now we have a thriving network of academics and professionals, families, amazing individuals that use and endorse us. We've actually worked with a famous researcher from Harvard, Pedigree, as in the university in the United States, and we've been able to scientifically prove that by watching a presentation that's visual, we can actually give you an uplift within 3 minutes that lasts 6 to 8 hours. And see, the thing is, we are visual beings, and so the intervention that we've created is really giving us the biggest difference possible, because we're showing you imagery that is very carefully created, because you and I are visual beings. Like, I can't tell you not to think about a giant floating pink elephant balloon in the room, because as soon as I say that, you just pictured that. So we actually harness what we know about mirror neurons in the brain and many, many, many other clinically evaluated techniques that are highly effective and a range of psychological solutions. And we put this tool into teachers' hands and they can use it. We know they're overburdened, so we want to make everything that we do really short and sharp, quick and easy and simple and valid. It needs to be really solid and safe. And so Positive Prime is really a platform that teachers can show themselves, they can view it themselves, and or indeed their children in their classrooms, a visual presentation that's got these very empowering messages integrated into it.
Are many teachers using it in the classrooms at the moment?
Do you know, we've got lots of teachers and other professionals all throughout the world using it, tens of thousands of people, because they know it makes a difference in themselves and also in their classrooms and indeed to learning. So it's really exciting. We just love being a part of, I don't know, their ability to recenter and refocus and give themselves this chance to be more creative. There's lots of amazing outcomes from some of this research, like we all perform at higher levels, we make decisions more accurately in shorter periods of time, our reaction speeds improve. I could go on and on and on.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like it's a great program, and you've got a big uptake with it, so congratulations on that, and thanks for having a chat with us about it today.
Oh, thank you so very much. I wish everybody a really bright and beautiful day.
There you go. Kim Serafini joining us there with her app, Positive Prime. Stick around. Plenty more to come on Weekend Breakfast. It's 7:45. Hey, look, if you have deep pockets and you're dreaming of parking a new Chevy Corvette in your garage at some stage this year, but you haven't put your order in yet, well, forget it. Even before arriving in Australia, they've all been